We've had a wide range of kids with autism. For the most part, they have some social communication deficits. They tend to be very solitary in their play, a little more interested in adults than kids, but generally not interested in others. We try to bring that out in them. A lot of repetitive behaviors. So we'll see them lining up cars or materials. They have a very rigid sense of their play. They have in their head what they think they want their play to be and aren't very receptive to other people getting in the way of it. And you can see that it's really rigid and routine, and they like to do the same thing over and over. The kids I've had really enjoy a routine. When they come in the morning, they want to wash their hands, sit down for snack, then play. And if snack's not there, kind of throws them off. And so you see them trying to work through that. Lots of repetitive behavior, so flapping or toe walking, or just any sort of behaviors that are just very repetitive. They all have their own little quirk or thing that they like to do. You can see a lot of similarities in them, but they're very unique in what they display. But I think the social deficits are usually the biggest and most obvious. And then when you really observe them, you can see the behavior piece of it. I generally watch their social behavior. I think language is hard because kids develop language at such different rates, although it is something to watch out for. I usually watch more for their social if they're very isolated and they prefer to be in a completely different part of the classroom than the other kids, or if a teacher goes over to sit with them and engage with them and they just get up and walk away. That is a red flag for me. If I see them flapping their hands or walking on their toes, those repetitive stimming behaviors sets off a red flag in my head. I think it's important to note those and then watch over, not too long necessarily, because you want to get them diagnosed if it's there, but to make sure that it's something that's consistent and persistent. It's not just, oh, one day they were really excited and flapped their hands, or they might prefer to walk on their toes, or today they were not feeling well and so they were playing by themselves. Make sure that it's something that's more common than not for that child. Maybe this is autism. Then kind of go from there. Ask other professionals, that you know, occupational therapist or a speech therapist, hey, have you noticed these things? What do you think? It might be autism. I don't know. And then if other people have a consensus as well about that, then maybe bring it up to the parent and say, hey, when we do this, we notice that your child does this. So they can actually, you know, it's not just me saying, oh, I think we've seen this exact behavior and it's a concern because these are some things we usually see with autism. And then going from there to have them look into getting a diagnosis. Definitely making sure it's something that's more persistent and not just a once in a while kind of thing.